Small businesses in South Africa have a notoriously high failure rate in large part due to lack of business understanding and proper management controls. Old Mutual's SME Go was set up in 2022 to solve the most basic problems confronting SMEs, such as lack of funding, access to markets, and cash flow management. The evidence suggests this is having a dramatic effect on the business success of clients. We're joined by Nobesuthu Ndlovu, SME Director at Old Mutual Corporate, to discuss this. Hi, Nobesuthu. Thanks for your time. Take us back to the beginning. SME Go was launched in 2022. What is it and what is it attempting to solve in the SME sector?
Thanks so much for having me. So SME Go is a digital platform that was developed out of a need that we identified as Old Mutual, that really what SMEs need is a value proposition that serves their core needs. And their core needs are actually very simple and threefold. It's need or access to funding, it is access to a client base, and it is an efficient business operations capability. And so what we've done is build this digital platform around those three strategic pillars, really in an attempt to enable SMEs to focus on running their business and growing their business whilst we handle those three pillars for them in an attempt to enable them to become highly profitable.
All right, let's talk about some of the business functions offered by SME Go. I noticed some of the functions include the ability to send out professional invoices and quotes, which is something obviously needed by SMEs. But there's a lot more. What else does it offer?
Sure. So one of the key things that we realize is that SMEs need funding, and the funding journey is quite laborious and quite uncomfortable, and you generally need to apply to more than one funder. So the first thing that we've offered is a funding concierge, where we've got more than 15 funders on our platform who offer different types of funding solutions, from contract finance to asset finance to purchase order finance. And the journey is as simple as applying once and the application goes to multiple funders. So that's one key feature that I think is quite useful from a time-saving perspective. The other element that we are including in the platform beyond the invoice capability is something called tap-to-pay, which is an ability to actually accept payments on your Android device. And this is really in line with our theme that we want business owners to be able to do business on the go, wherever they are, and not have to actually take time out to perform administrative services.
Now, you mentioned lack of funding or access to funding, which is a primary barrier to small business expansion. You offer funding on the platform as well. Just go into that in some detail. What types of funding are there and what are the qualifying criteria?
Sure. So what we've come to understand very well is that for you to get approved for funding, one of the critical factors is your credit score needs to be in a good state. And so the first and one of the amazing capabilities that I personally like is the ability to check your business credit score on the platform. And us enabling that is in an attempt to save the business owner time to check first before they actually apply. And if their credit score is not at a rate that is going to be helpful for their funding application, we give them pointers on terms of what else they could do in terms of improving their credit score. So that's the first element that's available from a funding point of view. Check your credit score. The second element is that, you know, funding is a means to an end, not the end in and of itself. And when funders are looking at your business, they generally want to see your transacting capability and what's happened in your business over time. So really by having this digital platform, you're able to capture your transactions in a digital format without having to actually store them in a separate place. So that come time for funding application, you can simply pull out your trading and transacting history on the platform, because we've also linked bank statements or bank accounts rather to the platform itself. And then the third aspect is what I mentioned earlier, that there's multiple funders on the platform. And these multiple funders are actually giving different types of funding solutions. So, for example, people that are supplying large corporates and they receive purchase orders from those large corporates, that purchase order can be used as a funding application mechanism, especially useful in the instance where the business may be under slight distress from a balance sheet perspective, but you're actually getting business from large corporates.
What about market access? Small businesses often struggle in trying to break into new markets and find new clients. Can you help with that too?
That is spot on with one of the key pillars in our strategy. So we've called it access to market. And what we are solving for is how do we help businesses access large corporates as a client base, and how do we help them access other businesses in the SME sector, and how do they access individual clients? So it's a three-pronged approach in terms of how we're solving for it. As a large corporate, as an example, we are exposing business owners to how do you become a supplier, and how can we then help you to become a supplier towards a large corporate? Because we do believe that one of the key pivotal moments for many small businesses is when they're able to supply a large corporate, because that promises continuous cash reserves into their bank account.
I presume there's ongoing developments in the SME Go product. What can we expect next?
So we are a product that is built by entrepreneurs, and we continue to build with the entrepreneurs that we have on the platform. And I'm quite excited about this feature in the sense that we actually take customer feedback and use that data to then build on what the next set of features will be. So the few elements that are coming through is definitely the ability to accept the payments via your Android device. That's called Tap to Pay. We're also including the ability to access large corporates such as Old Mutual ourselves, so how to become a supplier to Old Mutual and to get onboarded into the Old Mutual procurement base. And then we're also expanding our cash flow capability to include accounting capabilities such as your income statement and your balance sheet. So we're quite excited about those three upcoming features, because we think that will also really enable the full spectrum of enabling businesses to run and grow their businesses on the go.
Very exciting. And when will these new features be introduced?
Within the next 2 months. So by the end of September, all of these features will be live. But I would encourage all interested people to download our app. We constantly have new features that are being launched, or edits to the existing features, on almost every 2 weeks. And so you'll catch these launched within that period.
That's fantastic news for SMEs, and we look forward to hearing more about the developments as they come up. Thanks very much for your time, Nobisuthu Ndlovu, SME Director at Old Mutual Corporate.